If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don Lemon is brought to you by the Home Depot and the Girls Night Out this Friday in St. Louis. The Home Depot presents Girls Night Out, a free do-it-herself event hosted by me. Enjoy refreshments, prizes, and more. 6 to 9 p.m. Friday, June 24th at the Home Depot, 11215 St. Charles Rock Road. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Shut your mouth, Jay. I know there was a joke in there, but that's okay. You begging Oprah on the air. You should be shaming yourself. That was shameless. Good morning.
Really, yeah. What up, D?
Miss Oprah, can I please get a pod, please? Thank you.
Says the man who was an empire.
Yeah, Oprah hung up and swung her hair around and was like, how dare he? Good morning, everyone. Trump campaign is in trouble. It's in trouble, real trouble. Here's how I know it. Not because he is running out of money. He has $1.3 million on hand. That's Sherry money right there. To run an entire campaign. Run an entire campaign. Not because he fired his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. Not because he has anywhere from 30 to 70 people only working his campaign nationwide. Maybe 29 to 69 now that Lewandowski is out. Not because his own children, mostly his daughter Ivanka and her husband, all but demanded they do something about Lewandowski. Not because of this writing. He hasn't tweeted, y'all, in 24 hours. Not a peep. But I know the Trump campaign is in trouble because the usual suspects, and you'll watch the TV, you'll see this. The usual suspects of Trump supporters or surrogates who have shown up on almost every cable channel for months are now nowhere to be seen, giving the same talking points per usual. Instead, people like Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, his rival turned supporter, are now out doing the talking. Here he is on my CNN show last night discussing why Trump has less cash on hand than Carson's suspended campaign has on hand.
I think there is a process in place right now that's going to rectify that situation.
That's going to get donors to concern, because you heard Dana Bash saying donors were concerned about the rhetoric. They were concerned about the campaign being disorganized.
Well, what is the main thing I think that the donors have been confused about is where to donate. Mm-hmm. It has been very unclear, and there have been a lot of different bandwagons on which to jump. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't necessarily been clarified by the campaign which is the one that they most favor.
Okay. The real thing is, you want to know what the real thing is?
Yes.
Yeah.
People don't want to be associated with the campaign, big donors, because of the stuff that comes out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth, right?
That's what it is. His own. He's fighting, according to his one of his supporters last night, he's fighting his own party and the Democratic Party and the president and the first lady and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. He's up against a brick wall. This is reset time. And let me tell you what is likely to happen, okay? Watch this. Watch my words. Listen to my words. Donald Trump, at least his children and the current people who run his campaign, hope this will happen, that he's going to stop with his bombastics and his histrionics, right? If he can control himself, you're going to see a more buttoned up Donald Trump. I don't know how he's going to do it. The big indication, however, will be the surrogates you see on TV every day. You know, the people where you go, my gosh, just answer the question. Either you will see new ones or the talking points will change. Here's where I had that epiphany. That was yesterday. Listen to Corey Lewandowski in his exit interview on CNN Monday. Listen.
Why were you fired?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But what I know is what we've been able to achieve in this election cycle has been historic.
Did Mr. Trump himself call you this morning and say, I don't mean to use this term, but it is the term, you're fired?
Yeah, I had a nice conversation with Mr. Trump, and I said to him, it's been an honor and a privilege to be part of this. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, what we have is we've got a candidate on the other side who's under criminal investigation from the FBI that most of the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. Instead, they want to talk about things that Donald Trump did or said 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. And even when he gives a great policy speech, and he's probably the best speaker that, you know, our country's ever seen as a presidential candidate, he doesn't get credit for those things.
Wow. He's still working. Even after he's fired, he's still working.
Man.
He said, I don't know why I was fired. Yeah, you know
why. Yeah.
You always know why you're fired.
You always know why you're fired.
right? That was just excerpts. And I just realized watching, that's where all those talking points came from. It came from here. In the few minutes, he sounded just like every Trump surrogate I had on my show and I've seen on television. He's in denial. It made me wonder if all those talking points were coming from him because he never directly answered Dana Bash questions, not any of them. And in his non-answers, the silence spoke volumes.
It's equivalent to the black man saying they tripping on the job, you know. They tripping down there. That's why they let me go. They just tripping.
They hating.
You know they hating.
You know they hating on me.
He might as well have said that. You're right.
He might as well have said that, man. You know they just hating on me.
Hating, but listen, $1.3 million. I think he raised 3.1 or something like that $1 million in June. Right in the month of May, and that's the cash they had on hand. Hillary Clinton raised like $28 million. She had 40-some million cash on hand, and that's not including the outside super PACs, which was like $170-some million. And Donald Trump, I think one of his super PACs raised $4 million.
He did say he was going to build a wall. Now it's between him and the Republicans. He has a wall.
No, it's between him and the donors, Jay. You missed
the donors, right?
Yeah. So we'll see. He's been able to do less, more with less than any other candidate.
This ain't
but you need
good,
big time money to run a presidential campaign, and it is not coming in.
More talking, less brain power is what he's been working
with. They're just
with.
Tripping. They tripping. They just tripping.
They just hating.
They hating.
Shut up, Oprah. You're going to get that part.
Don't hate, Don.
Don't hate. All right, don't
I'm
hate.
I'm not hating. Jay, can you give me a part, too? Tell Miss Oprah I said I want to be in there.
Huggy next.
All right.